This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the death of Padma Bhushan recipient and eminent sculptor Ram Sutar. In a social media post, the president said that the exceptional contributions of the sculptor have enriched India's artistic and cultural heritage. The Lok Sabha has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The legislation would replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the MG Narega scheme has been implemented in a proper and effective manner. He said under MG Narega, the UPA government had spent only 2,13,000 crore rupees, while the Narendra Modi government spent over 8,53,000 crore rupees.
We don't want to save money. We want to give employment. We want to make the village developed. This year, the budget is set for 1,51,282 crore rupees. And where will this money go? It will go to the labourers for their labour. It will go to the development of the village. The Government of India alone will spend over 95,600 crore rupees.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said diversity in India is a strong base of his culture, and for Indians, every day brings in new colours, every season becomes a new festival, every tradition comes with a new idea. The Prime Minister was addressing the Indian community and students in Muscat in a program called Maitri Parv on the second day of his visit to Oman today.
Bharat mein hamari diversity hamari sanskriti ka majboot aadhar hai. Hamare liye har din ek naya rang lekar ke aata hai. Har mausam ek naya utsav ban jata hai. Har parampara एक नई सोच के साथ आती है और यही कारण है कि हम भारतीय कहीं भी जाएं कहीं भी रहें हम डाइवर्सिटी का सम्मान करते हैं.
The program Maitri Parv celebrates the completion of 50 years of the Indian schooling system in Oman. The Prime Minister elaborated Maitri Parv as maritime heritage, aspirations, innovation, trust and technology, respect and inclusive growth. Earlier this morning, the Prime Minister addressed the India-Oman Business Summit in Muscat, attended by business leaders from both the countries. He said the summit will give new direction and momentum to bilateral ties between the two countries. Addressing the summit, Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal said, India-Oman will sign the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, aimed at deepening trade and economic cooperation.
CEPA will act as an enabler of a more ambitious future by offering duty-free access, addressing trade barriers, and simplifying rules. It will allow our exports to be more competitively priced in each other's economies. We invite Omani business persons to leverage India's vibrant market, while Indian businesses will find Oman as a strategic gateway to the Gulf, Africa, and West Asia.
The Delhi government has enforced the no PUC, no fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Under the enforcement plan, petrol pumps across Delhi have stopped dispensing fuel to vehicles that do not possess valid pollution under control PUC certificates. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Fazar Alfian and Mohammad Shohibul Fikri of Indonesia this evening as they look to seal a semi-final berth in the BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.